Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We have prepared this and now share it verbally on a beautiful Friday morning, November 16th, 2007, right here from her home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again, this Friday, we want to encourage you regardless of when you may be listening to the message. Today, we title the message, Strangers Passing Through. And the scripture text today is 1 Peter 1, verse 1.
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
Last night we had Jason and Becky Oberholzer over for dinner. Becky grew up in our church in northern Pennsylvania, and we continue to be friends with her parents, Greg and Linda Burns. We met them when Becky was just a baby, and as Greg was finishing his studies at Penn State, preparing to move to our area in northern Pennsylvania. He served for many years as the county agricultural extension agent in Elk County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, what a joy it was to visit with Becky and Jason, her husband of 3 years, now some 25 years later. God added the blessing of a baby girl to their home in this past year. We saw her a few months ago, but she was not with them last night as they were headed to a class following our meal. We enjoyed hearing their heart for missionary service over our dinner hour. They're contemplating a future move to New Mexico where they'll work among the Navajo Indians. Our fellowship and long-term association reinforces the great joy in serving Christ. There is no greater joy.
The Apostle Peter wrote this epistle to believers who lived in the region of present-day Turkey, an area mostly evangelized by Paul. The letter was not written to a specific individual or church as many other New Testament letters are, but to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout the region.
This letter was written late in Peter's life, about 30 years after the resurrection of Christ. Social conditions in the Roman Empire were rapidly deteriorating, although it would still be many years before Rome would finally fall. Nero was likely in power, which was a time of intense suffering for Christians. In this very letter, Paul encouraged these fellow believers with this somber reality. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you.
But today, as I read the text, I am especially intrigued by the way he addresses them in the salutation as strangers in the world. The underlying Greek word for strangers is used only three times in the New Testament, twice by Peter in this very letter. It fundamentally means a resident foreigner.
Our primary citizenship is in heaven, and we're merely strangers passing through. Now, this won't be a difficult concept to grasp several hundred years into eternity, but at this point in our temporal existence, all we see is this physical world.
Today, let us heed the message to the early believers that Peter wrote and recognize that we are merely strangers passing through.
Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that when our earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from you, an eternal house in heaven. We make it our lifelong goal to remain strangers in this world as we maintain friendship with you, our Heavenly Father. Like the Apostle Paul, we strain toward that which is ahead as we press on toward the goal to win the prize for which you have called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. In your appointed hour, our bodies will be transformed so that they will be like your glorious body. We eagerly await that transformation day when anticipation becomes reality for the faithful. Amen.
Amen. I hear my wife's enthusiasm as she shares the prayer she wrote just a few minutes ago from her heart. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net is our main site. We have a number of supplemental sites as well, but almost everything we do can get you can get to from that site. We welcome you to visitor site today. We do have a picture of Becky and Jason we took last night, as well as one we found in an old photo album 21 years ago, with Becky being a little girl at that time. We also have some music posted on the site today, available for download through a link or to listen to. I'm not even sure if I use the right terms. Streaming music. One is my cousin's wife, Joy, who's an excellent pianist. They live in the Kansas City, Missouri area. I want to bless them today by placing up a link to a song that we all enjoy, I'm sure, and have heard, the song Friends. Well, we also have, as we did yesterday, some resources that are available. In fact, we'll have them up for several days regarding the Thanksgiving season. Some printouts that you can download, or you can print off the computer. Scripture readings, family exercises. But today we have one new one that we want to share. That it's a long-term project of Brooksine. You want to share about that, Brooksine, or you want me to? She wants me to. Well, she is a real interest in the hymns. We like all kinds of music, and it seems like there's a lot of pressure today to especially like the newer sounding music, and we really do. In fact, the links to music we have up today are to newer songs, but we also really enjoy the hymns, and Brooksine enjoys learning the history of the hymns, and she has prepared, along with two friends that have accompanied musically, some stories based upon the hymns. And today we have the hymn, the great old hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, up with Brooksine telling the story as our friend Amber Martin plays it in the background. That is available as a link today, and we have others we're preparing like that that they may even be up today on the site, but they're not ready at the time I'm sharing the message. But that particular song is Now Thank We All Our God, and it's a remarkable story these old hymns have. Well, thanks again for joining us. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site today. If you're not listening to the podcast on the 16th of November, 2007, just merely go back to that date using the archives or the previous message feature on the website. Thanks for listening to us today. And remember, we are all that follow Christ strangers on this earth.